it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
A new breed of talk.
You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling The Mark Kaye Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is The Mark Kaye Show.
So they made a balloon, like a balloon of Donald Trump. You know, I got to be honest with you. I really am a big fan of the British. I like the British people a lot. I find that they're very, intelligent, and they're very polite, and they eat cakes and drink tea every day. Not sweet tea like we do here in Jacksonville, but, you know, like the hot kind. And, you know, it seems like it's a very nice place. Even their protesters, when they protest, they don't protest the way we do. They don't smash windows and destroy other people's property and light things on fire. They don't do any of that. What they do is they create large balloons of the president dressed like a baby. With the diaper and that kind of thing, and they fly it around the city, and it's very, very sophisticated. And it seems also like it just seems more polite to me than blowing up a car or lighting things on fire. But that's just me. Anyway, this baby balloon, this Trump baby balloon, has been flying around London for 3 days. I imagine it's still there. I'm trying to get in touch with some of my British friends, but I have no idea what time it is. They may all still be drunk already, to see if anyone's there and can give me some kind of on the scene live reporting. But anyway, what's up, everybody? This is The Mark Kaye Show. My name's Mark Kaye, and I do appreciate you being here. As far as the open mic messages go today, you know, we were talking to Josh, because every day before the show, we try. Doesn't always work out that way. But, you know, we're shooting the breeze, and we're trying to go back and forth and see what's worth talking about today. And of course, Donald Trump being in Great Britain is huge news. If you ask Donald Trump, it's huge fake news, because even in Great Britain, he's realizing that the press is going to write whatever story that they want. And that's what's happening with the Sun, and I mean, talk about tabloids. They are the biggest tabloids. The British newspapers are all tabloid journalism. I think Donald Trump knew that. Apparently now he's recording all of his interviews with the press, because when this Sun interview came out, Donald Trump immediately said, "Don't worry, we have the tapes. Don't worry, we have the tapes. We are going." I'm surprised that as soon as he said that, 92 people didn't just write a story comparing him to Nixon. But Donald Trump apparently has tapes of the interview with the Sun. So now he can not only go on record as saying they're fake news, he can actually prove it. He could release these tapes on Twitter or maybe do a podcast, whatever he wants to do, and he could get all that stuff going. So that's what's going on in Great Britain. Also, the back and forth between him and NATO continues. It's really kind of becoming more of a mess than anything else. But here at home, there were a couple of extra interesting stories about Build-A-Bear yesterday, and all these people who are waiting in line for hours to save, I think, like $20 on a Build-A-Bear it was like Build-A-Bear Day or something like that. But they had to stop it. They had to stop the Build-A-Bear promotion. It was Pay Your Age, I think it was, at the Avenues Mall. More than 1,000 people showed up, and it was ridiculous. Here's the thing. If you're like, I guess, what, nine, you pay $9 for a Build-A-Bear, which I think the regular price is about $24, $25. If you're four, you pay $4. Here's the thing, it would only be like 50% off. It's kind of actually, the older your kids are, the less of a savings it is for you. It's kind of actually an ageist. I'm surprised nobody's sued them yet. I'm surprised nobody's filed a lawsuit. Someone call Michael Avenatti, you know, because how old is his client? Stormy Daniels, but she's in her 30s. She'd have to pay more than the actual price of the bear, which seems like it's ageist. So I'm surprised that there's no class action lawsuit yet. Maybe there is. Maybe someone's working on it, and I don't know. But they had to halt this thing because people wanted to pay the child's age for the bear. And I'm going to be honest with you. I would much rather just pay the $20 extra than it would be to wait in line and waste an entire day of my life standing at the Avenues Mall. Not that the Avenues Mall isn't lovely, but, it was a beautiful sunshiny day yesterday. So I could come up with a couple of other things that I would want to do, instead. Also, the Emmy nominations came out. And I know what a lot of people are thinking. Who cares? Right. I get all that too. But one of the big things that you need to realize about the Emmy nominations is, just like most of these award ceremonies, the most popular shows don't get nominated. And especially when there's political motivation not to do so. The Roseanne show got two nominations, neither one of which was for Roseanne Barr. They got one nomination, Best Supporting Actress, and it was for Laurie Metcalf, who plays Roseanne's sister. Now, for those of you that didn't get a chance to watch Roseanne before it got canceled, Roseanne's sister was the one who didn't talk to her for several years because Roseanne decided to vote for Donald Trump. That was, I don't know if this is, maybe it's just coincidence. Maybe it's just coincidence, but the only Emmy nomination for acting in the entire show went to the one character who, in the first two episodes, made it a point to lambast and degrade and argue against Donald Trump. She's getting an Emmy Award. Roseanne Barr, who was the star of the show and, was really the matriarch of the whole family, got zero Emmys. Also, of course, she got fired. The other nomination they got was for editing. Which, I don't know. I watch the show. I don't sit back and think, wow, man, that is some amazing editing. So that to me just seems like a throwaway. Like they don't want to seem totally and overtly biased toward anti-Trumpers. So they were like, all right, we'll throw in an editing award too. We'll give it some editing a sitcom. I mean, I don't think that's very difficult, and I don't think there's anything that's really, really technically fast. It's not like the Transformers movies or, Game of Thrones. I know they got a lot. They got like 25 nominations. I know that has a lot of ingenious and unique editing and effects. But apparently Roseanne could walk away with two nominations. So like I said, there's a little bit going on in a lot of different places. Starbucks, we talked about how they were banning their plastic straws. They're replacing the lids on their cups with, get this, strawless lids. Now, here's the problem. Someone went in and looked at these lids and realized that when you add up the old lid and the old straw, it's actually less plastic than this new strawless plastic lid. The old cold drinks had a lid and a straw that weighed 3.23 grams or 3.55 grams, depending on whether you had the small or large straw, because they had two different sizes. If you want to suck a lot, then you get the large straw. If you only want to suck a little, you get the small straw. Well, the new lids, they're called nitro lids. They're for their nitro coffee. They weigh 4.1 grams, which is a whole half a gram more. So for every two drinks that they sell, Starbucks is actually now using more plastic than they would have had they just left the plastic straws. This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with today. This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with. Something else that popped into my feed, which I was going to do a longer diatribe about this, but, Donald Trump, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, he first floated the idea of a space force. And people laughed. And something popped up in the news yesterday that made me realize that a space force not only is cutting edge thinking, but seems to be something that actually is 100% necessary. And it has to do with Amazon and Jeff Bezos, who's preparing to start selling tickets on his Blue Origin rocket. This is a rocket that Amazon has created. Every time you order something from Amazon.com, a couple bucks goes to the Amazon space program. And this rocket is going to shoot up into space. People, six of them, will be able to ride as passengers. They'll be able to see the Earth from space. They'll be able to experience weightlessness. They'll be able to pay $250,000 each for a ticket. Which seems legit. If you're a Prime member, maybe it's only 2 million. I don't know. It says between 2 and 3 million. I'm sorry, 200,000 and 300,000. So Prime members probably get a little bit of a discount. But this is set to go here, hopefully, next year. Now, here's my question. If we have Amazon creating rockets to shoot into space, and Elon Musk creating rockets to shoot Americans into space, and what Richard Branson creating rockets from Virgin Atlantic to shoot people up into space tourists, doesn't it make sense that we have somebody out there in space protecting all these people? Doesn't it make sense? Just like when we get out on the highway. You get out on the highway, there's a police force to protect you. You know, if you fly in an airplane, there's an air force to protect you. If you're on a cruise ship and something comes up, we've got the Navy. We've got this boat force, if you will, to protect us. If we're starting to shoot Americans into space on all of these private rockets, and these are very successful and very wealthy and very important people, shouldn't we have someone out there to protect them from whatever?
Space Force.
Yeah, Space Force. That's what. Why didn't that come through the way I wanted it? Let's try that again.
Space Force.
There you go. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045. I'm just saying, if I were going to pay $250,000 to get on a rocket built by a guy who delivers stuff to my house every day, I would want to know that there's somebody in space to meet me on the other end just in case something goes wrong. 340-1045. Got to take a quick break. More coming up. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kaye Show. Thank you so much for joining me. I almost forgot.
It's Friday!
And, you know, there's so much rent. We tried to do, like, Open Line Friday, but then we got a cease and desist order from Rush Limbaugh because that's his thing. So then we're like, well, what can we do instead? Plus, we don't just take phone calls. We have open mics, too, which is something that even he doesn't have. If you go to the News 104.5 WOKVO app, you can open up the open mic feature, and you can send us an open mic message. So I was thinking maybe we do, like, Free for All Friday or you know, friggin' whatever you want to friggin' talk about Friday. What, you know, something like that. We'll come up with something. It'll have alliteration. It'll have a lot of F's because F words are fun. Those two. But anything at all that you want to, that's on your mind, you can give me a buzz. 340-1045. And then, of course, we do have the Weekend Review Spelling Bee, which is coming up momentarily. First, though, let's go to Matt in St. Augustine. Matt has been waiting very patiently. Matt, thank you for calling the Mark Kaye Show. What do you want to say, Matt?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Awesome. Well, two things. One, Stormy Daniels is almost 40. She hasn't seen 30 in quite a while.
Is she? You know what? I wondered about it. I know that parts of her are younger.
Yeah, only the new ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. But the Trump balloon actually crashed to the ground about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, no. What happened?
Imported labor, I reckon, didn't stand up very well for their 30,000 pound investment.
It wasn't American made. See, that's the problem whenever you have foreign protesters. They just don't know how to make good Donald Trump baby balloons. Hey, thanks for the call, Matt. We really appreciate it. Well, hopefully they can patch it up and refill it and get it, you know, get it back sky high. Harry is in Fleming Island. Harry, thank you so much for calling the Mark Kaye Show. What'd you want to say, Harry?
Hey, happy Friday. First off, I think the Space Force is actually a great idea. It has two purposes that are really
Space Force.
Yeah, I think it will protect both the private and military-based satellites that we rely heavily on for our protection as well as our communication. And then it could also serve as kind of a garbage cleanup crew up there picking up all that crap that they say is going to be falling to Earth and possibly damaging our satellites. So I think, I think there's a value to that.
I mean, maybe there is. I'm going to be honest with you. I think the first part is much more exciting. And if you're going to try to get recruits for the Space Force, telling them they're going to be picking up space trash is not something that you want to put in there. But, you know, it's like the Navy. You think, the Navy, I'm going to be Top Gun. I'm going to be Tom Cruise flying around shooting bogeys out of the air. But really what you do is you swap the deck and you paint everything gray for 4 years. And then, you know, maybe... Yeah, exactly right. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. The Space Force, I mean, even you have all, there was a big article in Bloomberg about NASA's administrator, a top administrator, and what they said and how they defended Donald Trump's proposal for a Space Force.
Space Force!
And it's not just as comic bookish as it may sound from the outset. It does actually have some very important purposes. We'll talk to that here in just a minute. And more of your Friday morning free-for-all. Whatever you want to freaking phone about. 340-1045. Your call's next on the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. And very exciting news for all involved. It is...
It's Friday!
Yeah, sorry, it took me a while to get there. 340-104. We're doing something new today. We're doing like a free-for-all Friday where you can pick up the phone and you can call about whatever you freaking want to call about. For example, Starbucks straws.
So the whole thing with the Starbucks straws... It wasn't the amount of plastic that they were putting into the environment. It was how the plastic was affecting wildlife.
Apparently, yeah, the straws were affecting the wildlife negatively. The new lids, the sippy cup, because what they did was they created, Starbucks is taking away the straws, and they're going to be no more plastic straws, and what they're doing is they're replacing the straw component with basically a plastic lid that looks like an adult sippy cup, so it turns your drink into... Well, basically a sippy cup. And the new lid uses more plastic than the straws did. And when you take the old lid and the straw, it was like 3.8 grams of plastic. The new lids by themselves have 4.1 grams of plastic. But apparently she's saying it has nothing to do with how much plastic is being used. It's that the straws were not recyclable, that they would fall into the ocean, that they would sit in landfills, that, you know, sea turtles would snort them or something about it. So it's just the straw shape in general that was the problem. So Starbucks has no problem using plastic and mass amounts of it, and even more so than possible if, of course, it if it saves the environment. So that's clarification on that, I guess. Also, I'm still trying to clarify whether or not this Donald Trump balloon has come crashing to Earth. We had a caller say that the Trump baby balloon is now gone. It's the helium that's been deflated. It's fallen and it's no longer there. I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to still work with my British friends, but I think they're probably all having tea right now. Which is something and that's the thing about the protests in Great Britain. At 4 o'clock, did they just all stop? They're all like, we hate Trump. Tea time. And then they come back later. Maybe around supper. I don't know. I don't know what happens with that. All right. We do have some clips, by the way, from Donald Trump's, and I'm going to get back to the Space Force thing in just a minute because it is important. And there is a very practical application to why we go into space, and NASA's behind it. You know, if you think that the Space Force is just some, you know, the half-cocked idea that Donald Trump came up with because he thinks it's cool to say.
Space Force!
Which, let's be honest, it totally is. It's not. There's actually a reason for it, and there's actually a very important reason why we have somebody in space protecting our assets. I said assets. But before we get to that, let's get to Donald Trump, because even though he's in the UK, the questions remain the same. They ask about the Mueller investigation. They asked about Peter Strzok, who was being just basically berated and bombarded by Trey Gowdy yesterday, and also Ron DeSantis.
Let that bias, you wanted there to be something there. You wanted it to be true. And that, I think, influenced your actions.
Yeah. So they asked him about that. And here's what Donald Trump had to say.
I think that we're being hurt very badly by the, I would call it the witch hunt. I would call it the rigged witch hunt after watching some of the little clips. I didn't get to watch too much because I'm here. It's a different time zone, to put it mildly. But after watching the people, or the man that was testifying yesterday, I call it the rigged witch hunt. I think that really hurts our country, and it really hurts our relationship with Russia. I think that we would have a chance to have a very good relationship with Russia and a very good relationship with President Putin.
By the way, I don't know why he said it's a different time zone, to put it mildly. Because that's not even mild. That's 100% a fact. But one of the most exciting things that happened in the UK is something that happens from time to time here in the United States. And that was Donald Trump refusing to take a question from his old friends at CNN.
It's a negotiation.
Mr. President, since you attack CNN, can I ask you a question?
John Roberts, go ahead, John.
Can I ask you a question?
No. John Roberts, go ahead. CNN's fake. Questions from CNN. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a real network. John, let's go.
Well, we're a real network too, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm sorry. We're a real network too, sir. We are a real network too, sir. Donald Trump again refusing to take questions from CNN because, despite what people think, you're not obligated to answer questions or call on members of the press if you don't want to. There's no presidential obligation. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the chief executive has to take questions from CNN or anybody from that. He can shut the press out all he wants. And, you know, and Donald Trump, he gives so much time to the press, more so than any president ever has, and more so than he probably should. But CNN gets blackballed again in the UK. You know, it's really kind of funny to watch. It's really kind of funny to watch and to see that after all of after 2 years of constant pressure and just, you know, ridiculousness from the CNN network, that Donald Trump's finally just like, forget it. And here's the thing. Donald Trump still has 2 more years. How do you effectively run a network when the president of the United States won't accept your interview requests, take any questions, when you're going to be shut out of the press briefings before too long? But this is something that continues to make headlines and something that it appears that Donald Trump is not going to back down from either. You know, and why should he? 340-1045. 340-1045. All right, so let's get back to the Space Force quickly, because that's always something that's important.
Space Force!
And as I mentioned before, Amazon.com and Jeff Bezos, they're putting their final preparations on their rocket. They're within 365 days, I predict. What's today? July 13th? By this time next year, there will be space tourism. There's going to be space tourism. There will be citizens of the United States and other countries paying money, buying a ticket on some kind of rocket, whether it's SpaceX, whether it's Virgin, whether it's the Blue Orchid or the Blue, there's an Amazon with Blue something, whatever rocket it happens to be, someone is going to give their money, a citizen of the United States or a citizen of Great Britain or a citizen of Europe or Asia or whatever, they're going to get onto a rocket and they're going to be propelled into space, which at this point has no protection from anyone. There's nobody up there that can protect you from, I don't know what, some kind of emergency. If, for example, think about the police force. When the police, when you break down on the side of the highway, when you get a flat tire, when there's like an incident where your car flips over, or maybe you just run out of gas. All right. Whenever that happens, you have a police force or a highway patrol. They come over and what they do is they help you. But there's nobody to help when you go into space. There's no one there. And if we're going to start sending our citizens into space by the half dozen or by the dozen, very important and rich people who evidently are creating jobs and running companies and having influence in some way, shape, or form, if these are the people that are going to be traveling into space, shouldn't we offer them some kind of protection? Shouldn't we offer them some kind of a person up there to help them in case of emergency? Because I don't know a lot about space travel, but I do know this. If stuff goes wrong in space, it's probably a lot. I mean, I saw that movie with George Clooney and what's her name from The Blind Side. I saw that movie. And when stuff went wrong, they were like swimming through space and trying to jump to 5 different rockets just so they could get home. You know, it's not as easy as calling AAA and getting a ride back to your house. And when you look at what the NASA administration is saying, they are 150% behind Donald Trump's Space Force. They are 150% behind including an armed force and a permanent presence on the moon. She says she wants Americans to realize how much their well-being depends on what happens far above Earth. We have satellites out there. Banking transactions require a GPS signal for timing. They say if you lose the GPS signal, you lose everything. You lose the banks. You lose your money. You lose all that stuff. Space is really the hub for everything that happens here on Earth. Why don't we protect it? Every time one Brinks truck goes to the bank, fills up with the cash and drives away, you have 3-4 armed guards. The whole thing is armored. It's almost impossible to knock off and steal money from that Brinks truck. Yet, really, in space, every single bank is being affected, and there's no armed guard. There's no security. There's no armaments. There's no Brinks truck up there protecting the rest of us. It doesn't matter what happens down here on Earth if something happens up in space. And while Space Force seems cool and you think about lasers and Han Solo and Chewbacca and all that other stuff, what we're really talking about is protecting the well-being of the American economy. Thank you, Chewie. I agree. I agree 100%. 340-1045. Listen, we got to take another quick break. When we get back, it's time for Week in Review Spelling Bee. So if you want to win a News 104.5 travel coffee mug, which you could travel into space with, here within the next year or so, if you have $250,000. Give me a buzz. 340-1045. We need two contestants for Week in Review Spelling Bee. It's next on The Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is The Markay Show. My name's Markay. Thank you so much for joining us. Good news, bad news. The good news is we're about to play Week in Review Spelling Bee. The bad news is Josh just hung up on one of our contestants. So if you were on hold to play the game and Josh hung up on you, or if you just want to play the game, there's an open line. 340-1045, 340-1045. You could win a News 104.5 WOKV coffee mug, travel coffee mug. Pardon me, not the breakable kind, but the not the kind that Donald Trump's going to be using for tea. He's having tea with the Queen today, which is very exciting. Tea at Buckingham Palace with Queen Elizabeth. And tea, Donald Trump loves tea. I don't know if you know this. It's his favorite letter. He puts it on he puts it on everything. All right, let's get to the game, shall we? Here we go. Week in Review Spelling Bee, and we're gonna meet our first contestant today. Our first contestant is Tracy from Jacksonville. Tracy, thanks so much for calling. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great, man. Have you been paying attention to the news all week?
A little bit here and there.
Well, me too. All right, now you're gonna be playing against Chris today. Chris, thanks so much for joining me on the Markay Show. Chris, are you ready to play Week in Review Spelling Bee?
Man, I can't wait.
Man, me neither. That makes two of us. All right. Here's how this works, gentlemen. I'm going to give you a question. You have to not tell me the answer. You have to spell me the answer. If you spell it correctly, you get a point. The first one of you to 3 points by the end of the game wins the News 104.5 WOKV travel coffee mug. Does that make perfect sense?
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. Here we go. We're going to start with you, Tracy, because you were first. Tracy, here's your question. President Trump had some very, very harsh words for Germany and other member nations of this organization.
EUROPEANUNION.
Wow, that was close. That was close. That's not technically it, but you get a chance to steal now, Chris. President Trump had some very harsh words for Germany and other member nations of this organization.
North American Treaty Organization.
Okay, but spell it for me. And you can just spell the acronym.
N-O-R-T-H-A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N-O-N-I-V-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay, I'll give you that one. That was very good. We were actually looking for NATO, N-A-T-L. But A for effort there. So we'll give you, great job. You get a point. All right, here we go, Chris. Next up, here's your second question. Remember, spell me the answer. Don't tell me the answer. Porn star Stormy Daniels was arrested yesterday for fondling an undercover cop while performing at a strip club in this state.
O-H-I-O.
That is correct. All right, it's time for you to come back here, Tracy. You're still in it. No problem. Here we go. This comedian has come under fire for posing as a disabled vet to pull a prank on former Governor Sarah Palin.
C-O-H-E-N.
That is correct. Sacha Baron Cohen, a.k.a. Borat. He's also pulled pranks on a lot of other notable Republicans, and this premiere is Sunday night. We'll see if all the hype works for him. All right, it is it's 2-1. We go back to you, Chris. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. This member of the Kardashian clan is poised to become the youngest billionaire in history. Spell me the answer. Don't tell me the answer.
K-I-M
is incorrect. If you can spell me the right answer, you get a point, Chris.
Tracy.
I'm sorry. I mean Tracy.
J-E-N-N-E-R.
Kylie Jenner is correct. Look at that. Bravo. She's at 900. She's only $100 million shy of a billion at 20 years of age. All right. We are all tied up 2-2. Next question goes to you, Chris. Next question goes to you, Tracy. This country is expected to overcome Russia to become the top oil producer by this time next year.
USA.
not only the country, but a correct spelling. Good job. One more question. Chris, if you can answer this one correctly, I'll give you guys both a mug because you both played brilliantly. Are you ready to try it?
Yes.
Here we go, Chris. A new poll shows that two-thirds of Americans do not want this person to run for president in 2020.
H-I-L-L-A-R-Y-C-L-I-N-T-O-N.
That is correct. Very well done. Hey, congratulations to both of you. You both win your own News 104.5 travel coffee mug. My name's Mark. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Rush Limbaugh and the news is next.